Hello, it's Martine here. Another Dog Walk Thoughts podcast episode. This morning, it is morning, it's quite early. I've been thinking about journaling as a productivity and mindfulness / well-being practice. For about half a year, I've been interstitial journaling. I don't have the official definition of interstitial journaling, but for me, it's time-stamped journal entries throughout the day, kind of reflecting on what I've done, what's coming up, maybe linking to documents I'm working on, notes, things I'm doing, books I'm reading. And what it does is it creates a network of dates and ideas and thoughts and work, that sort of thing, because I use Obsidian as my tool for this. It has backlinks, so you create like a web of knowledge. That's a cockerel in the background. I don't know if you can hear it. So that's what I've been doing for about half a year, just over half a year. And lately, I have found my journal entries are getting far shorter. So I asked myself, is this working for me? What's the benefit? And reflected on it. And I don't think it is working for me entirely. Well, that's a very loud cockerel. What tends to happen is if I have a super busy day and I'm really focused on something, you don't get any notes out of me in my journal. And that's not really the point of it. So I reflected on it and I thought, I don't think it's quite working. I do like Obsidian as a tool for recording stuff, so I'm sticking with that. But what I've decided to try, and I wanted to share that in this episode, is changing my approach to journaling. Because I feel like, you know, 6 months is a good period of time to have said that I've tried something and a good point to reflect on its success. So instead of kind of time stamping throughout the day, I still might add things to my journal throughout the day. I can do that. I'm not saying I can't, but I want to focus my journal time when I'm freshest, when I'm most kind of in the zone, and that is first thing in the morning before I walk the dog. So I've set up a new daily note with some prompts on it. The first prompt on my daily note is to identify my most important task of the day. That's the same as my approach to interstitial journaling. I always identified my most important task. So that's the one thing that I need to do as a priority that day. Because I think that's a really good practice from a productivity point of view. And also it kind of identifies that you can't do all the things. You need one focus. So there's that well-being element too. So that's there. I do that first. Then my first journal prompt, so I'm putting aside 30 minutes, but I might not write for that long, or I might write for longer, it's fine, but that's the time that's allocated on my calendar. So my first journal prompt is, what happened yesterday? That's an opportunity to do a little bit of a reflection, maybe write a paragraph or two on what I did yesterday. Could link out to other things like books or notes or things like that, but the focus is, what was yesterday like? What did you do? What did you achieve? So that's the first prompt. The second prompt is, what are you working on today? And the third prompt is, what's coming up? So a bit of looking ahead in the week. And the final prompt is, what are you grateful for? I've always thought the grateful question is a bit woo-woo, I'll be honest, but I've seen a lot of people doing it, so I'm going to give it a try. And I quite like the idea of kind of finishing my journal entry with something positive and thankful, so I'm going to put aside my skepticism in relation to the levels of woo-woo around that and give it a go. So part of the inspiration for shifting my journal prompts, I have to give a shout out to Nicholas Cole. Cole, thank you, because this is his approach to journaling with the last four prompts, not the most important task, that's fine. So hat tip to Cole. I'm going to give this a go, probably for another 6 months, do another half a year, and see how it works for me. So those are the changes I'm making in my approach to journaling during the second half of the year. I am really curious about how other people journal, particularly if you're in the interstitial journaling zone. I'd really like to know how it's working for you and whether the experience I've had is common. Maybe I was doing it wrong in the first place, that's highly likely. But I do like the idea that your approach to journaling can change over time, and the idea is you make it work for you. So how do you journal? What's your approach? What does it do for you? How does it work? I'd love to hear from you. Look me up on Twitter, I'm Martine Guernsey. Or drop me a voice note via Anchor if that's your preference. It's nice to hear people's voices. Thank you for listening. And I hope you'll listen again in the future.